What's going on, Facts fam? How's it going, y'all? Happy fucking New Year, okay? Happy 2021. Welcome. We are about to go to space tomorrow. At some point, we're going to get in our rocket ship. We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship. And through the sun, little ones that hear. But no, seriously. Congratulations, we made it. Like, it's such a blessing to be here today. It's such a blessing to be able to say we made it to 2021. I want to say rest in peace to those who we lost in 2020, whether it was due to gun violence or any accidents or something like that, or from COVID complications. And I just feel like if you lost somebody, you know, I pray that you're going through the motions and getting your grieving time and your healing time, because losing somebody during a pandemic, and it, especially if it's not even COVID, like you had COVID to worry about and all of a sudden there's a gunshot wound to the head or something, like it's like, what the fuck? So I'm just like, ooh, a struggle. Because I know for me it was a struggle in 2020 to lose somebody, you know. So I just wanted to say rest in peace, you know. I pray you guys are healing. I pray that you do everything that you feel like you need to do to make yourself feel good, but safely. Okay, I'm gonna say that. And hopefully this year will be like a next level of strength and guidance and good health. And hopefully all this stuff kind of died down with all the COVID and stuff like that. I'm actually sitting here praying in the back of my mind because I was just in Atlanta for New Year. And yeah, I'm fucking scared. Full blown panic attack earlier because I'm like, I feel a little twitch in my throat. And I'm like, Lord, if you're listening, I literally just wanted to go and have a good time. Okay, I did not want to stay in the house for New Year. It's been a rough year, and I just wanted to go outside. So please, I've been washing my hands. I've been taking my echinacea, my ginger root, my turmeric, my goddamn everything else that I got on the counter, all my vitamins. I've been taking it. I've been boosting my immune system just in case, you know, I somehow get it and I'm able to fight it off. I don't want to, you know, be like really down and out, you know what I'm saying? So I just encourage everybody to just 90% of this shit is how you take care of yourself. Now, granted, underlying issues, okay, got you. We understand that. However, if you don't have any underlying issues, and even if you don't even think you have any underlying issues, make sure you take care of your health. Make sure you're boosting your immune system. You have things that can fight off bacteria and just like, make sure that your mental is together, because your mental has a lot to do with how you feel. Like, the tweak in my throat was subtle, and then all of a sudden, I felt like I was about to pass out. Like, the way you think is everything. So, just try to stay as positive as possible and as safe as possible. Let's just say that. But, yes, definitely sitting here hoping that Atlanta did not just try to take me out. I had a blast, but I'm trying to still live, you know what I'm saying? Lord knows that. And I hope he hit Black Jesus. I know you're listening. Please. I'm going to go get tested tomorrow because, honey, I got to see. I'm going to get tested tomorrow. So anyways, I just want to say that this is going to be kind of quick because I just kind of just, you know, I do my end of the year reflections of how my year had went and so on and so forth. So that's just kind of going to be one of these episodes like that. So anywho, this past year, 2020, I struggled with a bunch of fucking shit. I didn't struggle financially, thank God. I still have a job. I still have a car. So I have a roof over my head. I didn't lose anything like that. However, I was struggling mentally. I've struggled with relationships this year. I've struggled with dating. That's just what happens all the time. That's just like a never-ending story there. But I struggle with consistency. I've struggled with even self-esteem, which, wow, I've never said I struggled with self-esteem before ever in my life out loud. Kind of awkward. Kind of want to delete it all now. However, not going to do it because y'all know I'm all about authenticity. So we're going to keep rolling. But definitely struggle with a lot of that. And I want to first touch on the mental struggle that I was going through. So I was just struggling with my career decision. Like, I'm like sitting here wondering if I just want to just go be a stripper tomorrow instead, and or something. Like, I want to start painting somebody's houses? Do I want to start babysitting? Like, I don't know. I just was struggling in like my line of work. Not that the work was or is hard or anything like that. It just was in the environment that I'm in and the pandemic and stuff like that. It just made my head really cloudy. And I was just like, I don't want to do this no more. So I struggled mentally with that. But then also I struggled mentally with wanting more for others than I did myself. And I say this to say, never lose sight of yourself and what you want. You know what I'm saying? And you have to take stuff for exactly what it is. I say this all the time. I do not live in a fairy tale. I am a realist. Okay? I live in realness and logic. Even though I fall short, I kind of get dumb sometimes. Maybe I put myself in dumb situations every now and again. We do it. It's a lesson. You know what I'm saying? But stay in a reality. You can't want something more for someone than they do themselves. And it's very draining because for some reason, I feel like when I want something for myself, I know that I'm in my way. But when I want something for other people, or like I know that they want more, it's almost like, what's in your way? Like, and I'm like, I know that it's them in their way, but it got to be something else in their way. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here just saying, oh, it's just me. Me, I'm in my way. You know what I'm saying? Where it's probably a couple other things is in my way as well. But you want things so much more for others than you do yourself. And it's hard to kind of gauge that and find that balance. So basically, that was like super fucking draining for me because I always just want people to be their greater selves. And I want to continue to be my greater self. So people around me, I want you to win. I want you to be a better person and do better shit. I just do. How am I supposed to be a friend or a sister or an associate or a mentor to anybody if I don't want something that's great for them? You know what I'm saying? So, overall, that kind of just blew me. And now I'm just like, I'm done. I'm not about to force anybody to do more, force anybody to want more for themselves. I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just over it. I try to put good energy in the air for people. I try to make sure that everybody is straight. And my energy is not always the best energy as well, but I know how to check myself. And I have been working on that for the past couple years. Like, I know how to check myself. Like, however, I check me. No one checks me, okay? You ain't checking. Who gonna check me, boo? Not you. I check myself, okay? I know that sometimes I can trip or when I'm in my feelings or when I'm very passionate about something, it comes off very passionate, very aggressive. I know that I can turn into a straight asshole. I know that, you know what I'm saying? So I know how to gauge now, and I'm still working on myself. I'm a work in progress. I know that I need even more work. I need more patience. I need someone to be patient with me. Like, I know these are the things that I need. However, I know I'm not about to be wanting more for motherfuckers than they do themselves, okay? But that's the sum of that struggle. I struggle with consistency. My job is kind of inconsistent. Like, it's full-time, but I kind of just work kind of, like, all over the place, and they're all over the place with, like, COVID and stuff like that, and I can't. It's just, whoo. It's a mess. But, and dating, you know, hey, dating. Dating is dating. Fuck dating. On to the next one. Anyway, and my self-esteem, I'll just go ahead and speak on it, so I never had, like, low self-esteem anyway, but when you deal with certain people and you get in a certain area, to say the least, an environment and a different vibe, you kind of, let's just be honest, okay? You put yourself, just like I just said a couple seconds ago, like, you put yourself in certain situations where you know it's like, oh, fuck that, you know what I'm saying, whatever. I'm going to just go ahead and do it anyway. I know it's dumb, but I'm going to do it anyway. But, like, it does matter. Like, please, think clearly. Nobody has outright told me, like, okay, you, like, said something about my self-esteem to make me have low self-esteem. It was just that everything that was being done or everything that I put in, it was like I wasn't doing enough. I wasn't enough, and I just started feeling like I wasn't enough. Because let me tell you this, and I say this because I was talking to somebody, talking, dating, but not for real, so talking. And I say this, I'm gonna say this. I'm just kidding. But I'll say this, so You are who you are, okay? And this past year, 2020, I have been working on myself so fucking much to where if there was any time that it was a good time to bag me, to get me as far as dating, as far as taking me on dates, whatever, I took hella chances, like 2020 and even 2019. I think it kind of started in 2019 where I kind of, like, decided that I was going to try to be subtle instead of, like, cutthroat. I'm cutting them off. I'm not letting nobody. I'm blocking shots. And I'm good, you know. So I was, like, very vulnerable these past maybe a year and a half. I'll give it a year and a half. So, like, year and a half, I have been very vulnerable. And I have let people into a very soft spot. And I was just open to more dates. And I was open to more different types of guys. Like, I was open, you know, and I feel like I kind of shitted on myself because I should have just stayed a savage, classy, bougie, ratchet. We left that in 2020. Cool. All right. So I should have just stayed a dick. I should just stayed an asshole because it's just not working out for me. It's either I'm super, super soft or I'm like super, super hard. And so the in-between thing is like, wow, it bothers me. And I haven't found a balance in that yet. So I'm just going to go ahead and get off that conversation or that topic. But I definitely battled with that because I felt guilty all the time that something wasn't right. Or that, like, okay, well, maybe if I don't say this, but then say this, this would be better. But then it was like, that didn't even work. So, and I know this shit. I know that men are going to do what they want to do. I know that they are going to treat you how they feel about you. If they really wanted to treat you good, then they would treat you good. If they wanted to treat you like shit, then they're going to treat you like shit. So, and I know this. You know what I'm saying? I know it. Okay. But everybody's very deceiving in the beginning. Like, everyone's nice and sweet and, oh, I'll take care of you, I got you, and you can depend on me for anything and whatever. Oh yeah, whatever. But it's not like that. It's a mess. Anyway, Yeah, so dating was a struggle. Also, I don't, someone asked, like, what's my New Year's resolution? But I don't have one. I didn't have one. Like, going into the new year, I hadn't even sat down to, like, plan, because I've been drunk, kicking it when I'm drunk, but I wasn't drunk. But I've been, like, hanging out, and kind of celebrating or whatever a little bit. But I haven't really had time to, like, sit down and reflect. This is my first time in my apartment since Wednesday, I think. Wednesday? Yeah, so, yeah, and right now, Sunday. So, yeah, so I just really need to sit down. I need my planner. I need to, you know what I'm saying, just do what you do on a new year, typically. So I don't really have a new year resolution at this point, but I do have a couple of things that I want to try this year, which I want to get into yoga. I want to get a certification in something, beauty wise. I'm thinking microblading or like eyebrow tint. I like eyebrows. So I'm thinking about like different things that I can kind of put my hands in, and I'm just trying to invest in myself more this year. So that's just one of the things that I'm kind of like, I know for sure is going to happen, and I know for sure that this is something that I want to do. So I would say those are just a few goals of mine, but no like legit New Year's resolution. I know that I have to drop like 15 pounds, but like gain like 5 in muscle. So definitely going to continue to go to the gym and make sure that I'm comfortable in my body and that I have the body that I like to look at. Because I'm cool now, you know what I'm saying? Nobody really ever told me that my body was all, you know, messed up. But you know how it is when you're internally yourself and you know what you want to look like. So I just need to work on that a lot more. I don't eat bad already. I really be snacking for real, so I need to stop snacking. But yeah, I don't have a real New Year resolution. I know I need to read more. Like, these are things that I know I need to do. Like, I don't really have like a set resolution, so I know I need to read more. Just stay healthy, and I want to try some yoga. And yeah, I want to pick up a few new hobbies and a few new things like side hustles and stuff like that, because it's kind of hard with my job to kind of like have those side hustles and like do different things. But that's just those are some of the things that, you know, goals that I have for this 2021 year. But yeah, okay, and what else was I supposed to say? I was supposed to tell y'all something. Oh, yeah, if you listen to the last episode of Big Facts, when me and T was talking, I just want to go ahead and put it out there that I am not a freaking sex maniac or anything like that. Like, I'm not. So, just want to let y'all know that. And, yeah. That's it. And if you haven't listened, then go scroll on back, because it's still there. And it's going to be there for a while. So, yeah. But, no, I'm not. I'm not even that active in intimacy. I'm like, it was just me. Let me hug myself, rub myself, and love myself. Hey, kisses. Mwah, mwah. So, yeah. Just wanted to go ahead and say that. But, I also wanted to touch on just like change. Like, I'm a creature of habitat. Certain things, like, I'm gonna go back to Oh, this is what I need to talk about, the relationships. When I said I struggle with relationships, like, you know, I'm a creature of habitat, and like certain times and certain things that happen as far as change wise, the timing, so on and so forth, I can't really get with it. It takes me a while to kind of get with it. So this past year, I was struggling with relationships because I was struggling with people who I felt like just should have been, like, if I'm expressing myself to you, you should respect what I express. You know what I'm saying? Because if you express something to me, then I'm gonna respect that. We go work through it. We go try to figure out like what's going on. And so when things change, because since I'm out here now, and things change, I'm like, I don't know. I'm having a hard time adjusting to the changes that are around me. And, you know, sometimes I miss home, you know? So it's hard for me to kind of make friends out here in North Carolina because I haven't been able to really do anything. But I'm still working on myself, and I'm just looking for greater days. But it's actually about to be my bedtime, y'all. I just really wanted to jump in here real quick and talk to y'all and just congratulate everybody for making it into 2021. Right along with me, you know, it's a definite blessing, and I just wanted to talk to you guys for a second. And make sure y'all go on YouTube and look at the videos that I posted, because the whole season one is on there, but I have to continue to put the other videos up there. Some videos have just audio and pictures because those are the ones that weren't video recorded, or And some of them, they have videos, like the full video. So go and look on YouTube, Big Facts, No Lies. You have to put, because there's another podcast called Big Facts. So look up Big Facts, No Lies, and then I should pop up. And my name on there is Queen. So you can go to the channel and see, and just kind of like look at it there. But like, comment, subscribe. Follow me on Clubhouse at BFNLASHE. So it's Big Facts, No Lies Allowed, She. And that's on Clubhouse. And I'll be doing like live episodes from Clubhouse. Of course, I'll, you know, record it so that, you know, you guys can see and stuff like that. But because it's going to be hard for you to see who's talking on the phone, but, you know, screen record or whatever. And we can just do it like that, but that'll be coming up in the next week or two. I said it was going to be this week coming up, but I don't know how my work schedule is about to be, so I got to kind of like really sit down and plan. I told y'all I ain't gonna sit down and plan nothing, so that's what I'm about to do. So, yeah, but follow me on Clubhouse and tune in to another episode. Thank y'all for your support, like, this year. This past year has been very good for Big Facts. Like, thumbs up, guys. Thumbs up. Thanks for listening. Thanks for vibing with me. Thanks for agreeing and disagreeing with me. And I just pray that it just continues. And if you're in the Charlotte area and you want to be a guest on the show, hit my line, you feel me? Because I'm ready and willing and able. And I will pull up, so don't worry about that part, because I'm going to pull up. But, yeah, so thank y'all. I actually added that Clubhouse app. Like, I'm so thankful for my San Shelby, because I'm pretty sure I probably would have gotten there eventually, but, like, she looked out for me and gave me a little invite and stuff, honey. But I do like the app a lot, so if you're not on Clubhouse, go on there. It's just kind of like, you know, it's almost like... if you're from Cleveland and y'all remember the chat line, when you call the chat line and be talking shit in different rooms and clicking this number, clicking that number to get back and forth to rooms or whatever, and even have private rooms over here with somebody that you think you want to link up with or whatever. But it's kind of like the chat line, but it's just on the phone, and I mean, you could link, but, you know, it's just on the phone and it's on the app and things like that. It's a really dope app. So shout out to Clubhouse because, and I'm sorry, I'm just now getting up on it because it probably would have been real lit round if I would have got an invite the beginning of last year. But, yeah, so follow me on Clubhouse. Follow Big Facts No Lies on Instagram at BigFacts_NoLies_. And you can follow my personal page, SHE.RAY_. I think that's what it is. If not, go to Big Facts and find me there. But I just want to say thank y'all for listening. I really do appreciate it. I'm about to drink my tea. I'm about to lay down and watch Power. And how I keep hearing about this last episode, like, wow. I'm kind of excited to watch it. But anyway, I just want to say peace and blessings. I love y'all. Thank you for rocking with me. I just ask that you continue to rock with me. If there's anything that you want to listen to, anything that you feel like I could do better, please let me know. I'm a work in progress. I'm just doing what I can with what I have. But, you know, let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you want to know. Normally, y'all be having some crazy questions or something for me, or something to talk about or something. But, you know, hit my DM. If you got my number, call me, FaceTime me, send a text message, whatever. Just get in touch with me, you know. I'm always open to new things, new topics, doing all types of research. So just let me know. And, yeah. Okay, but yeah, just want to say thank you guys. Happy New Year. I pray for peace, prosperity, success, much love and affection. Okay, good vibes. You see it? Good vibes. You feel me? And yeah, I just want to say thank you for everything. I love y'all. Thanks. Have a great night. Okay. Oh, a great morning, noon, and night. I ain't said that in the beginning. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Good morning, noon, and night. But, okay, later, y'all. Talk to y'all another time. Follow me on Clubhouse for the next live episode on that mofo. Yeah, feel me? Later. Oh, my goodness. Y'all, I had to add another piece to the first segment of this episode because probably about 16 minutes in, I felt sick as hell. And so I was like trying to keep it going. And as you could tell in the first segment, I low key had like cloudy brain. Like I couldn't really like think straight. I kept saying, what was I about to say? You know, or I'm like, I say, anyway. But, you know, excuse me. So, yeah, I felt like as soon as I said something about praying, not being sick and everything and going into it, my throat started to kill me, like straight strep throat. And I was like, wow, it's very hard to swallow. And, you know, when it's hard to swallow, it kind of makes it hard to breathe. So I'm like halfway through the segment, like, am I dying? Am I about to die? I'm about to go over and under, okay? Okay, so then I got really freaked out. And after that, because I cut it short or whatever, that beeping is me baking cookies. But I cut it short. Anyway, it was supposed to be short anyway. But even the last of it, what I was saying, it still had value. However, it was, I felt like it was like all over the place. And my brain is scatterbrained all the time anyway. So, yeah. But I was still, like, in full confusion. So, after I got done recording, I had chills from whenever I stopped, which was, like, 10 o'clock to about, like, 12 o'clock at night. I was fucked up, okay? Like, I think it was mentally me fucking me up because I was like really shivering. My heat was on 77. At first it wasn't on, and then I turned it on And then I put it to 77, and I was just shaking. Like, I was outside in the dead of winter in Ohio or New York or that Chicago weather. I was freezing, okay? Chills crazy. I didn't have a fever or anything like that. So I'm like, Lord, even I said, even in the first segment, I said that I was going to go get tested for COVID. And so that next day, I went to go get tested for COVID. Okay. Went to go get tested. Right now, just probably about 45 minutes ago, I got my test results back. So praise the Lord, I'm negative. However, it's so crazy how things scare you these days and how it can spook you and make you go into a panic because, excuse me, because a common cold isn't common. It's like the first thing that you think is Rona. Auntie Rona's coming to take you to the sandy beaches of fucking hell. So I'm like, woo, Lord, help me. Okay. But yeah, that's the first thing you think about. And it sucks that we think like that now. We really put ourselves into a mental panic because I was literally panicking. Whew. So for the past couple of days, I didn't even post that I had a segment up. So hopefully the listeners that has already listened to the first piece of the segment comes back after I post about the second piece of the segment and listen to this part too. Although, side note, I'm fucking geek because I love when I put out an episode and I don't tell nobody and my listens just shoot up. The plays be playing, honey. Okay. But, yeah. So, I hope that they revisit and listen to this part because I have to clarify some things. So, here, I had to write it out. And this is going to be quick. All right. So, first off, yes, I'm not a sex addict. And two, the Power show, the season finale, listen, this is not necessarily clarification. This is just an addition to what I was saying. However, I watched it and it was like, oh my God, yeah, whatever. But I was more excited that Tommy came because I never want Tommy to leave. I was very upset when he went off and drove off into the sunset somewhere. It made me fucking feel away. Tommy is like the second part, biggest part of Power. So, excuse me. All right. And so, yeah, it wasn't even all that. And then, yeah, I did get tested. I got my results. And what else was I saying? Oh, I was speaking on the self-esteem part as far as me feeling like I wasn't good enough. And I tried 2020 and like for a year and a half or whatever to be a little bit more vulnerable and a little bit more open to different types of men and different type of stuff, just not being as closed off and just with my brick wall up or whatever. And I was speaking on my self-esteem, which I never do, but yeah, I was just saying like you know, I kind of, my confidence kind of shut down because it was almost like you're trying to make somebody happy and they want you to make them happy. However, you guys are not meeting in the middle. And it was just kind of like a waste of time. God damn it. By the way, I am going to get tested again because I don't be trusting stuff. But I'm going to get tested again. But I do feel way better than I did the last couple of days. Because the last couple of days was fucking crazy. Let me take a sip of water before I fucking pass out. Okay. Now, but yeah, like, you know that you're worthy, but the things that someone is saying to you, or their actions, rather, because, you know, the actions, rather, are showing that, like, you're really not even worth the basic stuff, the basic communication, the basic link-ups, the basic dates, the basic, you know, if you need me, I'm there type thing, or whatever. And I was just trying because it was like, you showed me something different in the beginning, and you kind of voice all this stuff. And one thing about me is I hate when the motherfucker don't do what the fuck they say they gonna do. That pisses me off completely, especially with men, because we know that the ultimate goal is probably to fuck somebody or, you know, get what you want out of the situation, whatever the case may be. But we know that ultimately you're doing something, you're in competition with yourself to get to a certain place of where you want to go with this person. So it was almost like, just don't tell me that you're going to do something if you're not going to do it, or if you're going to change something, you're not actually going to change it. And that, it just blows me. It blows me to the left, to the right, south, and north. So yeah, I just kind of allowed myself to take on those actions, and I allowed myself to have low self-esteem at that very moment. And I was just like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? I never even thought about it. Like, now that I'm getting older, I'm almost 30. Like, there's a lot of things that I feel a little bit more comfortable with saying and opening up about. I've always been kind of like an open book, but some things just hit a little bit harder. And I can understand them more to be able to talk about it. Because most times you kind of just be talking and you don't really understand exactly what you're saying. You know what you're trying to say, but you don't know because you haven't went through an experience, or you don't feel like it's necessary. Like, there's a lot of factors to that, but I would just say that I'm a little bit more transparent with myself. How about that? That sound good right there. That sound good. But anyway, yeah, and so I was very vulnerable, and especially with my move here to North Carolina. Like, when I moved here, I don't have any family out here, so that was just one of those things where I was just like, damn, like, I'm good with being by myself. I'm content with being by myself, but I am kind of lonely. Like, I would like a phone call from my friends from back home. Like, we used to talk every other day, you know what I'm saying? Or link every other day or whatever. I would want somebody to check up on me while I'm out here, you know, by myself. And I just kind of felt a little bit waste because I was out here and things were changing. And just as I said in the first segment, like, relationships was changing. I felt the way because, like, my friends were hanging out, and I'm like, y'all hanging out way too fucking much. Y'all don't even know each other. I introduced y'all niggas. What is y'all doing? I expressed that to my friends. My friends said, oh, no, but it's like da-da-da. And it was almost like nobody was really taking into consideration what I was saying. However, I was being envious of what was going on because I wasn't there. And I'm going admit that. I mean, I expressed it, and that's just that on that, but I still felt the way, and I had to get it off my chest. Had I not got it off my chest, then I would have been holding on to it, and I would have been holding a grudge, and I wouldn't have never talked to them hoes again. So, but yeah, I just kind of felt the way. Hold on, I gotta go take my cookies out. To get my cookies. Okay, anyways, but yeah, so I felt the way. I felt like there was a lack of respect there because I felt like if I express to you how I feel and shit's still going on, I'm like, you know, but I am not the owner of anybody. And you know, but I'm still entitled to my feelings. I don't care because somebody wants to express themselves to me and tell me, like, hey, I feel like this and that, and they're closer to me than other people, or if I'm closer to them than other people, I'm going to respect what that person says, and I'm going to limit what the fuck I'm doing. And that's period, point blank, because I don't want the person who I know for sure is like click, click, clack to feel a way about what I'm doing. But that's just me. Everybody ain't like me, so yeah, I felt the way about that. And I think it was just like, even with the dating situation, a lot of stuff was just getting to me. Things were picking with me left and right because I had so much time to consume everything in my brain and to think about all of this stuff. So I was just driving myself into a mental fucking malfunction. I'll just say that. Because a lot of it was me. A lot of it was me allowing myself to go down and be vulnerable and be low and to, you know, but I always stay positive, you know what I'm saying? But just when I'm by myself, I'm thinking about these things, and I'm like, okay, just move, just change how you move then. Change how you operate and how you fuck with these people and mess with these people and, you know, whatever. Like, I mean, if you don't talk to them, you don't talk to them. If you don't see them, you don't see them. They don't come see you. They don't come see you. But I hope they expect the same when it's time for, you know what I'm saying? Because you about to be on some totally different shit. Like, call me, beat me if you aren't going to reach me. Yeah, I ain't heard from you too. Yeah, well, I ain't heard from you either. And I hate to be like, okay, you got to match some type of energy. But in order for me to, like, not be consumed in my own thoughts and, like, think more and feel a way, because ultimately I am an emotional person. I'm passionate. A passionate person. you know, certain things will really bother me. So I just had to pick and choose. I got to pick and choose, and I got to make sure that I'm not letting things really, really bother me, because I got all this alone time, and I'm just, like, in my head a lot, you know. So anyway, just wanted to say that if y'all have any topics or anything like that, please feel free to hit my line. Let me know what y'all want to talk about. I am going to start doing like some Zoom things and stuff like that, because I know a lot of people can't get to me and I can't get to them. So I'm just working on a lot of different things, y'all. I'm just trying to get greater every day. And I pray that you guys continue to better yourselves and get greater every day as well. I don't got the Rona. That's what they say. I'm going to get checked one more time. But I pray it ain't the Rona. I ain't lose my taste. I ain't lose my smell. I ain't had no fever. I had like one headache. I think it was because I was up all night, for real, for real. I've been tired, but I've had an eventful weekend, so I needed my rest anyway. So, yeah, I just need not to be psyching myself out, because, boy, I was about to pass out. Whoa, I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. But anyways, all right, I just wanted to go ahead and say that, y'all. I'm going into 2021 with a different attitude about my relationships, my friendships, my associateships, my dating ships, whatever ships. I'm just on a different fucking ship, okay? So whatever happens, just happens. I always ask God to eliminate those people who are not supposed to be for me or in my life or can do anything for me that I need them to do, and eliminate those people who I can't pour into, like they're just not available for me to do so, or they're not trying to change, or whatever the case may be. Like, I just want more people around me that can teach me greater things, that can help me out, that can do so much more for me. So I just want to say thank you for that, and thank you for listening, and I just want to love on y'all and give y'all a hug. Give me a hug, boo boo. Give me a hug, boo boo. But no, thank y'all, and I'm about to go sip on this tea and juice up on these pills and eat these fucking cookies. So peace. And later, Gators.